BFBS.
Your stories. British Forces Cyprus.
The 16th annual Cyprus Cycle Challenge took place last week, with 35 cyclists taking on a 511-kilometre test around the island. The peloton set off from Ayas Nikolaos on Wednesday, heading towards Episcopi for day one of the four-day challenge. Corporal Jamie Smith from JSSU was in charge of a team of 16 support staff.
About the last 2 months, we've been planning it, done lots of detailed recces to make sure the routes are clear. I've got 5 admin motorbike drivers. I've got Sergeant Rusty Marnock, he's been my recce vehicle, detailing what they're off. Myself and Faye will be leading the peloton. Behind that, I've got the ambulance crew. We've got Stacey, she's our medic, so if there is any crashes like it was last year, she'll be there to sort them out. And then the minibus case through any breakdowns.
The participants came from the UK, Germany and Cyprus. Chief organiser Captain Alex Hodges from JSSU said it was great to have a good mix in the team.
We've had people that we've done the challenge that we've known, and obviously then friends that we've made along the way. So we've had a group from 38 Engineer Regiment and a group from 4 Mercian as well that have come over, and so it's been really good to get to know them. Some old faces have come back from the UK because they kind of love the event that much, and equally people in the unit that haven't done it before saw how well it went last year and obviously wanted to do a bit this year.
This year's event is raising money for the Royal British Legion, who provides welfare to the whole Armed Forces family. They needed all the motivation they could get, as the course covers a total ascent of over 5,000 metres. And day three saw the cyclists take on a 106-kilometre stretch up to Troodos, all uphill. With this ultimate challenge in the back of their minds as they approached the start line, the mood was tense.
First time I've done it, and quite apprehensive. We'll see how day one goes, and we'll take it from there, basically.
So I'm just looking forward to it, yeah. Should be good. A bit apprehensive, but we'll get there.
This is my first time, and I'm looking forward to it, at least the first hour. I'm looking forward to the party at the end.
And with the event underway, so began the test of the resolve of even the most robust of participants. 4 days later, and with the dreaded Troodos climb done and dusted, the cyclists made their way back to Ayanik to be greeted by their friends and family. And no one was more pleased to see the finish line than novice cyclist Dawn Simpson. She joined her husband, Captain John Simpson, for the event, and getting off the saddle was a huge relief.
Shattered. I could say more about world because we're on air, but yeah, absolutely shattered.
Did you feel prepared at the start line 4 days ago?
I've done 6 months training, but with hindsight, I should have done a lot more. John did keep saying to me, you need to go to the gym and do gym work. And I was like, oh, no, I don't like the gym. I have done it, but it was the hardest thing I've ever done, and I won't ever be doing anything like that again.
This is Emily Slater for BFBS in Ayanik.
Your stories.
BFBS.